poll, majority of Israelis reject emerging Hamas ceasefire hostage deal. By Joel B. Polak on July 11, 2024. The majority of Israelis reject the terms of an emerging deal with the Hamas terrorist organization to release some of the remaining 120 hostages in return for a temporary ceasefire and the release of hundreds of convicted terrorists. David Ignatius of The Washington Post reported Wednesday evening that a ceasefire deal is within reach. The terms include an Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, including the strategic Philadelphia corridor along the Egyptian border, in return for the release of 33 hostages, including 18 female hostages, and 15 bodies of dead hostages. Hamas has also reportedly dropped a demand for an Israeli agreement to a permanent long-term ceasefire in Gaza. The Washington Post reports that a framework is agreed for a hostage release and truce deal, and the parties are now negotiating details of how it will be implemented. Although the framework is in place, a final agreement isn't imminent and it will take time to work through. Aviva Klompas, at Aviva Klompas, July 11, 2024. Sweetening the deal, supposedly, is an offer by Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed terrorist army in southern Lebanon, to agree to stop firing at Israel and to remove its forces from the border, in compliance with United Nations Security Council Resolution 1707 of 2006. And Saudi Arabia is reported to be offering normalized relations with Israel as part of the deal. These claims may reflect the rosy hopes of Biden administration sources rather than diplomatic reality. Still, Israelis are divided on the deal, with a majority rejecting the terms. The Jewish News Syndicate reported 57% of Israelis oppose the U.S.-mediated deal being negotiated with Hamas, according to a JNS/direct poll survey of public opinion carried out on July 9. 33% support the prospective agreement. Meanwhile, 70% of residents of southern Israel, where Hamas perpetrated its October 7 massacre of some 1,200 people, expressed opposition to such a deal, with 24% approving and the rest saying they do not know. The only groups within Israel who support the potential deal are those who support Israel's opposition parties, according to the poll. The issue of a hostage deal has become politicized, with those who oppose Netanyahu's government using the issue to demand new elections, claiming that he is standing in the way of a deal. They have staged noisy weekly protests in Tel Aviv and elsewhere. The silent majority, however, appears to disagree with them. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.